B-Pod Studios.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Number 12 overall pick in the draft. Here they come after Brady. Throws caught. Gronkowski to the end zone. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Brady hanging right in there. Donovan Wilson coming right up the middle. No problem. TB with a TD.
Cover zero. That means nobody is going to be back here to help, and you're going to have to come off late to make this play. And it's going to take a defensive lineman, is that Lawrence, to try and cover Gronk down the middle of the field because of that cover zero blitz.
Last night, moved to 1-0 over the Cowboys. Started the season. They got a huge call that went their way, or non-call that went their way.
Bucks win.
To set up their...
Bucks win.
Fire the cannons.
Yeah. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, your champions.
How'd you feel last night watching that? It's been a year plus since Brady has been gone and has already won a Super Bowl with another team. I didn't think last night would feel any certain way, but then it did.
He regurgitated all the bad memories again.
Just a little bit. It was before the game had started.
They even had the shots of him with the long hair and 2010.
Felt like he was never here.
Do you know what what moment sort of hit me in my Patriots feels? When they showed the shot.
The second touchdown pass to Gronkowski.
Pre-game. Oh no, that was bad. Trust me, the Gronk stuff was bad too.
The one-handed ground catch.
So before the game had even started, and they have that shot of players when they're in the tunnel.
Yeah, I tweeted out.
They come out.
Yeah. He's just standing there.
And he's just standing
pissed.
There.
And he's already pissed.
And I could think of was, man, this could have been another one of those nights in Foxborough where I have to stop my thought because we have some breaking news.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, Chris Cotillo looks like he has this. Red Sox beat writer from MassLive.com. Chris Sale has tested positive for COVID-19, will not make his scheduled start on Sunday.
Something's been going on with him for a couple of days.
Can't say it.
I'm not going to say it. I can't take any credit for this.
No.
Well, I told Zoe, I think I told all of you guys.
Three days ago.
It's two.
Two.
I said Sale tested positive for COVID, but they're running more tests.
Which he tested negative yesterday.
That may have been the case. But this has been going on for a couple of days. So, Chris Sale is, you know what? Zoe, like you said, people tell me things. I don't know why, but people do. People tell me things.
Well, you're one of the most trusted voices.
As one of the most trusted voices.
And you got two days ago, you're like, what are we doing? You can't do anything with it.
I verify, so I did not. Good for Chris Cotillo for being able to do it. Chris Cotillo is on the case. Red Sox B writer at MassLive.com. Give that guy a follow on Twitter, at Chris Cotillo.
Wow.
He breaks the story that Chris Sale has tested positive for COVID-19. He's not going to start on Sunday. And the Red Sox are in a desperate mode right now. And that's not good. That is not good. Chris Sale has already had COVID, by the way.
There's some weirdness going on with them in the league and MLB and what players are saying and what the MLB is denying and they're denying it. Get it straight.
Sale tested positive. I think he had disclosed this in spring training that he'd had it back in November, December. He'd had it at the end of last year.
I remember us talking about how's this guy not going to overcome it? He's only like 165 pounds wet to begin with. He doesn't feel well. He's not eating.
COVID is killing fat people, and Zoe gets very, very concerned about the skinniest guy on planet Earth.
I worry about that.
I'm not as concerned, but we'll see what happens. I think Chris Sale is so instrumental in the Red Sox staying afloat and getting a wild card spot right now that
oh my God.
This is a major, major blow. I know that Nathan Eovaldi has been very good, and I love that guy too. But if you're going to secure one of those spots, it would be very helpful to have this guy available. And now, again, this is where you don't know. Is he going to have a case where in 3 days, 4 days, he's testing negative and he didn't have any symptoms?
What is it
and
now?
He's great. He misses a start. They push him back. You know, and you've got him for the final 2 weeks of the season. Or is it going to be a thing where, hey, it's September 10th and he didn't make it back for 15 days?
I don't understand.
And it's now, you know, you're looking at the final week of the season and you might be able to get a start or two out of him at the end. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody like, does.
The sports, the sports crossover, when all these guys test positive, whether you have it, whether you're ill, whether you're asymptomatic, whether you need the two posts of negative, whether it's 4 days, 5 days, whether it's 10. I just get confused by it because it goes so back and forth. But you just hope it's not the 2 week process, you know, to where he's actually sick. He doesn't feel well. And that's going to lay him up more than an asymptomatic one where you have a better chance getting back in that building, in 5 days? So good luck to him. Good luck to them. They need him.
I think they took a number of tests to arrive at the conclusion that he was indeed positive for COVID. And if that's the case, well, then maybe it's not the most severe case of COVID if there was any sort of doubt over the last couple of days as to whether or not he was positive. Mm-hmm. And I think there was some doubt in there at some point. So we'll see.
Well, you had it, pal.
No, I didn't have anything. Chris Cotillo had it. Chris Cotillo broke it. He has more people. I had a guy. He's got like probably three.
Yeah.
You got three guys to tell you. Then it's like, okay. That stinks.
Yeah.
Hate to hear that. All right, best to Chris Sale. Hope it's not as significant as some of his teammates have had to deal with it because some of the Red Sox players have been ill with COVID. Alex Cora talked about that the other day.
Yeah.
Some of these guys have become very ill or, you know, have had serious cases of it where it made them feel terrible.
Was it Kiki that said it, that I'm glad I got vaccinated because it kicked my ass for 2 good days?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oof, I've never felt that bad.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Anyway.
Bad news there.
Yeah. Not good. All right. Let's get back to the thought we had on the game last night quickly, and that thought was pregame.
Yeah.
With Brady in the tunnel. But we'll pick that up on the other side. Why don't we do that?
Like we've seen that.
The breaking news. We'll talk about that, but we also got to deal with some thoughts from last night's game. More on Cam Newton. There's so much to get to today. Read and React is coming up at 11:36 today. Phil Perry at noon. I mean, it's Football Friday here, folks.
We're so busy.
It's just so busy. And we got to talk about our boss, too, Jim Love. Corporate Love. Seemed to have an issue there.
I have another question, too, regarding our text chain.
All right.
We'll get to that.
Don't go anywhere.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
It's gotta be the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in the disaster area.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
A wildcat formation. Pollard's going to run to his right. He's going to run to his right. He's going to be sagged and dropped. He drops the ball in lateral. It's caught in the backfield. Tackle made. That's the ball game. Box win. We beat the Cowboys 31-29. Fire the cannons.
Fire the cannons. Oh, man. You know what? I felt it a little bit last night. So I thought back to all those great days we had. Or we went down and we did the show at CBS Scene when that was a thing.
Walk in the stadium, watch warm up. Here comes PSA.
We spent our
Jay-Z.
Oh, there it is. You know what it was? It was seeing
the
him
whistle,
in the tunnel,
the whistle,
and me thinking of player introductions when they played 0-4 Tuna, right?
Oh God!
And the lights are flashing. And the banner was going to go up that night.
This is like when everybody's racing in to get in their seats.
Yes. On the concourse, people run when this song comes on.
Even Capella's in the middle between us, like, okay, back up. Here we go. Okay, let it play.
And I thought this guy could still be here. Gronk could still be here. Brady could still be here. They could still be doing this.
Vocals are very prominent in this mix.
Yes.
Did you check this?
It's very satanic.
Is it appropriate?
It's appropriate. It's appropriate.
Sounds like they're saying Funky Friday, but I'm not sure.
Funky Friday!
Don't.
Right. Yep.
Didn't you do a 10 questions recap with this song?
Probably. Yes, you definitely did.
No, this is the Squeaky Maz.
No, but I think you used this. You used this and you dubbed over your voice with saying other things.
Was it a Squeaky Maz?
It's Squeaky Maz.
Oh, whatever it was. But you definitely used it.
I've done that.
Yeah. Well, this could have been going on last night. Well, could have been playing that.
Yeah.
Could have been, you know, moving over the other six to add a seventh or an eighth.
Mm. Well, you know, those guys don't want to play her anymore.
You want to take Mabel? She's been hanging on a while.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Sorry, Mabel.
Mabel!
Good morning.
Oh,
hi.
Good morning.
So it wasn't the blowout that everybody expected. I'm accepting apologies from any of you guys if you want to apologize.
I mean, if
my apologies.
Didn't get 100 yards in penalties, if they didn't give up 400 yards passing or turn the ball over three times, it could have been a blowout.
You can't take a victory lap after a loss.
Yeah.
Okay, I can take a victory lap because everybody was wrong and said, oh, they're going to get blown out.
Okay, so wait a minute. So
it's going to be 87-0.
So hold on, Mabel.
I can take a victory lap.
Mabel. I asked Pete this question. If you're Jerry Jones and you wake up today, are you, like, happy with the
loss?
Is
Mabel happy today?
I am happy. Do you want to know why I'm happy?
This is what's happening to the Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I totally agree that Zeke needs to step it up. He does look slower. I don't know why. He looks like he's dropped a bunch of weight. He should be quicker. He didn't look quicker.
Oh, he's not.
Dak looked freaking amazing. And he just looked clean. He looked polished. He threw a couple darts. And P.S., and oh, by the way, I hate to play woulda, coulda, shoulda, but had Zuerlein, our idiot kicker, not missed the extra point or the two field goals, guess what? We would have won. And I know we can't play woulda, coulda, shoulda, but let's be realistic, guys. So if we had to lose, I'm happy that we lost the way that we lost because I think we looked damn good. And I think the rest of the NFL should be afraid because we're ready to go. And if Dak can stay healthy, I think we're good.
It's a good start.
I think that there's some good things to take away from that game if you're the Cowboys. But over the course of 17, I don't believe it. Dak was great, though.
So
he's fun to watch.
So I bring up all the numbers, right, for Tampa. You have 400 yards, 100 yards in penalties. You look undisciplined. You make mistakes. You turn over, ball over on consecutive plays on offense. And the biggest thing that come out of that game, too, another storyline, Brady and Dak make up for some of the dumb things they do on their respective teams, not them individually, whether it's a coach or another player.
Oh, you mean they
Brady
overcome it?
Brady and Dak, save your asses. Because right now, people are talking about Dak and Brady. They're not talking about how stupid Mike McCarthy is, or what about that play, or what about that stupid kicker, or why didn't Arians go for two, or, you know, the backs can't fumble, why don't you put Bernard in? No, it's about Brady and Dak.
All I can think about...
They save your ass.
...was Jason Light, who is there in Tampa and brought Brady there. And after last night's game, how could he not think, well, this is the difference between having Tom Brady and not having Tom Brady.
It is.
When you have Tom Brady, you win these games.
You know, Bert said that too on Touch and Rich today. He goes, you people, you know, y'all start picking numbers, the 10, the 11, the 13 here. Some people, Chad Finn, thinks they're going to Super Bowl, Patriot-wise. He goes, games like last night are such a reminder of...
Isn't Chad stuff sort of tongue-in-cheek?
Yeah, it is. That? It is. It's fun, not. But people are talking about it. I'm saying, like, the number 13 is getting thrown around out there for wins. Bert's like, do you understand how hard it is for that rookie quarterback is going to be to sort of make up for mistakes that his team is ultimately going to make? And what Brady has overcome for 20 years, your past transgressions or whatever it is, and his ability to raise people? Like, Brady's worth three games. Like, you're going to steal a game like you did last night. You stole a game because of the guy who's throwing. They should have lost. Tampa should have lost that game. Cowboys blew it. You know? Why aren't you doubling Chris Godwin there? Mike Evans didn't do anything all night. Four targets. What, 24 yards? Roll coverage of Godwin. What are you doing in cover one? All that stuff, you know? Stupid stuff.
Let's go to Brent, who's in Shrewsbury. Hey, Brent.
Nice.
Hey, guys. I got a thought on Cam's comments, but quickly first, I really thought the Cowboys deserved that game. But also, the no call, I think, was definitely an offensive PI. But Brady probably gets him in field goal range anyway after they move the ball back. But my thought on Cam, so listen, like, I've been more sympathetic towards Cam, I think, than most callers, hosts, everyone I hear. And when I heard the thing about not calling out a mic, I'm pretty sure every quarterback I played with in high school in crappy Massachusetts football called out the mic. I'm not positive on that, but I know the old line, if we didn't call out the mic, we were running.
Yeah, our Pop Warner team knows the mic.
Without
yes.
calling out the mic, so I don't understand that.
How about, hey, you got excited. You got a little tickle when you heard Ricky to 50, though, didn't you?
Maybe so. Only you know.
Well, Ricky and Louie, Roger and Louie, right?
Rip and Liz.
Rip and Liz. Rip and Liz, Hardy.
Jeff and Medway, what did you make of Cam's comments on Funky Friday?
Medway.
Hey, how we doing?
Good.
Good, Jeff.
Enough about high school football glory days in Massachusetts. There isn't much of it for any of us. But I just wanted to call in and talk about Cam Newton and beating a dead horse. The guy's a wash. His arm's a bust. His wardrobe doesn't help either. Let's focus on moving forward and groom Mac Jones.
Now, put that one on the
that call brought
radio.
Me down.
Call
that call brought
Hall
me
of
down.
Fame right there.
That call brought me down.
Good job, Tyler. My apologies. He wasn't that sad on the phone.
Okay. Derek in Providence on last night's game in Tampa. Hey, Derek.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Nothing says welcome back football like Tom Brady being on the right side of a call and the Cowboys being on the wrong side of the call.
Sure is.
All in all, it was a great game last night. It was entertaining to watch. You know, I ended up rooting for Dak at the end of that game because I wanted him to make it interesting. And I'm a Patriots and a Brady fan. So it was just great to watch. It just hurts the product when one play where it's either a missed call or a bad call that really decides the factor in who wins and loses, you know?
Yeah.
I'll let you guys ball that.
I'm with you. And I was texting with Louth last night.
Oh.
Corporate Louth. And I said, this is a much better story if Brady loses tonight. It's a better story. It's more interesting.
Yeah.
Dak winning, the Cowboys on the road, the defending champs coming out at home and
oh,
losing.
Oh, absolutely.
And they nearly did and maybe should have lost the game, which I think you should not lose sight of if you're a Tampa Bay fan, if that's a thing. I don't know if that's actually a thing. But if you're a Tampa Bay fan, mm-hmm. maybe you should consider that on opening night at home when you're celebrating having won the Super Bowl and you're talking about, you know, trying to do it again and Brady's putting up the videos of every great story deserves a sequel and Mike Evans is telling everyone we're so far ahead of where we were a year ago, it's ridiculous.
Six of them.
And you come out and you're duking it out with the Cowboys, who I'm sorry, you're not going to be one of the best teams at the end of the season. There's some things to be disappointed by. It's always highlighted this segment with all those penalties, with the turnovers, all of it. It's a Finish Strong Friday presented by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric, celebrating 29 years of finishing every job strong. They're growing and hiring licensed plumbers and HVAC technicians who can finish every job strong. Apply now at call128.com. Is Louth mad at us, by the way?
I don't. See, this is the problem with text. Like, you don't know how to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, tone. Like, are you serious or are you kidding? You
know? No one did ask him if he would place the bets.
Well, T-Bone sort of had some inside knowledge to, you know, whether he wanted to be part of this picks contest. And Jim always does well in the contest, and I think it helps boost Jim's, you know, popularity,
yeah,
so to speak. People like to talk to
Jim.
So
you think Jim is pissed that he's not getting involved and not making a pick?
I think Jim feels like he's being phased out.
He phased himself out.
Oh, boy.
He told Tyler to take his spot.
Okay, well,
all right.
Okay, so
can we get Jim on the phone?
Here's my question.
What's his extension?
Hold on a second. What is Tyler taking Jim's spot in? T-Bone?
Huh?
What is Tyler taking Jim's spot in?
In the picks.
Oh, we're making gambling picks. Who places the bets for the gambling picks?
Louth.
Yeah. So we're sitting here, and
we already called him. We get
this random text from Jim.
Joe states like it's fact.
Jim's like, nobody asked me to place any bets.
Period. What am I supposed to do with that?
What are we supposed to do?
I don't know.
Guess we're not doing it then.
And does that mean...
I guess he's not supporting us.
So he's not going to do it? He's not going to place the bets for us?
You would think that as the assistant program director, you'd be supporting the programs that are on your station and supporting the individual.
Like, we still consider him part of this.
And supporting the... Right. Helping create the content.
Do we go to some corporate email that we're supposed to send him? Like, some spreadsheet? The request? Like, hey, we're submitting this? Like,
forms. Like forms to fill out.
Yeah.
Disclosures.
Can you do that in the ADP app? Can you send a message to your boss?
Can you gamble through ADP?
I wish you could. You know, you just take that direct deposit from your paycheck and deposit into your gambling account. It'd be a nice feature. We'll get there someday, Hardy. Just not today. Just not today. Read and React is coming up for the first time this football season. Next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So,
not a dummy.
Beetle. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
We're going to create down the Cathedral of Boston.
And react.
What's up? What the question was?
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Is that my daughter?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sorry.
That's so good. All right.
That's great.
All right, all right, all right. Screen react.
Hey, you ready, boys?
I'm ready to go.
Here we go.
All right.
Red Sox fell to the Rays 8-5. Your final score last night at Tropicana Field. Xander Bogaerts pulled from the game in the second inning.
Why don't you lay a little bit yonder there while you're doing the Hub headlines?
React.
Well, I wasn't here for that.
Wow. Arcan screams the headlines.
He projects very loudly during headlines.
When he's talking on the air, it's fine. When he's doing the headlines and he's the only one talking, he shouts them.
But it's effortless, which is the strangest thing about it. He's not straining himself to do the yelling in the headlines.
And it doesn't sound any different on your radio because of the compression and everything. Yeah. But when you're in the studio with him, it's jarring.
It scared the hell out of us.
All right, the 49ers take on the Lions on Sunday. Even though the coach isn't saying it, it looks like Jimmy Garoppolo has finally been named the starter.
Maybe.
So he's kind of breaking the news to the media earlier this week.
What point were you told or not told that you would be the starting quarterback this
season? For a while. I told you guys a long time ago I had a pretty good feeling about it. Kind of joked about it. But, yeah, I always kind of knew where I stood and everything. And, yeah, now it's official, I guess.
I guess.
What's wrong with Shanahan?
I don't know.
Like, is he like playing this game? I think he enjoys it. Like, Jimmy's got no problem. Like, yeah, I've been telling you guys for a while. Like, I knew a while ago that I'm the guy. Now, they might be trying some packages.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy Garoppolo was named a captain on that team. So, that does mean something. I know that sometimes those votes are rigged. See, Patriots, New England. But...
Whatever the players want.
I think it does mean a little something. That
I think it does.
He's going to be there and be the guy. He's going to be the starter for this year.
Yes.
Until they have a reason to not start him.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know that Shanahan's looking for those reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why he's so wishy-washy on naming the damn starter to begin with.
Read.
Yo.
Yo.
React.
I love our calls.
Ravens have serious injury trouble.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're getting crushed at running back.
Yesterday at practice, both Marcus Peters, Gus Edwards, torn ACLs.
On consecutive plays in practice. Now, if I'm Steve Bisciotti, the owner.
What's Coach Hardo doing down there?
I am going down, pulling
Harbaugh.
Coach Hardo over, and I'm saying, hey, Coach Harbaugh, where the hell's my strength coach? Who's my strength and conditioning coach? Give me his name again. I want to talk to him. Like, what the hell kind of program are we on?
You know, it's very... I hate to see the Ravens be at any sort of competitive disadvantage. I really I hate to see it. It's a real shame.
They picked up a running back today.
Latavius Murray.
Latavius Murray, thank you.
Formerly of the Raiders.
That's right.
Runs hard. Hard runner.
So,
like, he should fit their scheme.
So 2 weeks ago, J.K. Dobbins went down with a torn ACL. Harbaugh was mic'd up during the game. So this is him mic'd up.
When the injury occurred?
Yes.
Okay.
Just wanted to get the offense one series, you know, just to be together. I'm not going to be able to get over it right now. I'll get over it, but I'm not going to get over it right now.
It could have happened the first series in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it was going to happen, it was going to happen.
Yeah.
It could happen in practice. It could happen in practice.
Oh, God. You're right.
Are those the players consoling
him? Yes, those are the players consoling their head coach. Because he's upset with himself for having played the starters in the third preseason game. Just wanted to get them a series, and he's beating himself up over an injury. I would agree with his players.
Lamar was one of them.
Good.
I agree with the players,
coach. Yeah. That could have happened on the first play of scrimmage in our first game.
It happened to Sean Watson on a reverse pivot on a toss play and walkthrough. Remember that?
It's not any better if the guy gets hurt in the regular season. Like, it just isn't.
All right.
But they jinxed him.
Read.
We talked to him about this.
Oh!
React.
Mike Tomlin and the Steelers take on the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. Mike Tomlin, his usual very reserved, tight-lipped self at their Wednesday practice, not saying much.
Man, we had a beautiful day in spite of the weather conditions, man. Anytime you get an opportunity to sharpen your sword for battle, it's a good day. Actually, the weather conditions provide a nice obstacle. I think we need working environments like this. We're going to play in environments like this, and the standard of expectation will still be the same. We got to stay on our feet on both sides of the ball. We got to do a good job in terms of our exchange game and the securing of the football, and working in an environment like this gives us an opportunity to do so.
Having said that, there were many injuries that took place today, not all of which will be on the injury report. I will tell you them in detail right now.
You know what the weather is in Buffalo for Sunday? It's like what we're having, 77 and sunny.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
So, base football day for us, our high-volume stuff versus their anticipated high-volume stuff, talking about relevant matchups in all three phases, looking at some critical things situationally, although it's early in the week for that. We do stick our toe in that water and look at some situational elements of play, particularly those that we can even anticipate that are going to be big, even from a Wednesday's perspective. And so that's kind of a snapshot of today.
From an anticipatory standpoint, how many times do you think he anticipates the question that's coming? He used to anticipate.
It doesn't matter.
Three times there.
He's got a lot of words in answer to any question. Doesn't matter. He doesn't need to anticipate.
He'd be a fun guy to cover, like if you're a beat writer.
Reed.
Hey, how about cream cheese on a hot dog?
Never had tried it, but why would you elect to do that?
Well, it's very good. What did you think when you tried it?
Oh, I wasn't here for that one either.
He sounded like the maid in the bathwater guy.
I never tried it. What did you make of it when you tried it?
Happy birthday, of course. Jeez.
I didn't go to work. Well, what happened when you got there? What?
Think about it.
Finally, the Bengals take on the Vikings on Sunday. Bengals first-round pick wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase asked about all the drops he's had in practice and preseason games so far. Got a live one here.
All the whoopsies.
Whoa! That's not it. Here he is, Ja'Marr Chase. Here he is.
The ball is different because it's bigger, of course. Another reason it's different because it doesn't have the white stripes on the side, so you can't see the ball coming in from the tip of the point. So now you actually have to look for the strings on the ball at the top, which is a little hard to see because the whole ball is brown, and then you have like six strings that's brown, that's white. But for the most part, you know what I'm saying, you just got to get used to it, find out what I'm comfortable with catching, how I'm catching it comfortable, and going from there, to be honest.
Now, is the rest of the ball shrouded in a cloaking device, and the only thing visible to the naked eye are the laces or the white stripes, or can you see the ball?
You can see the ball, but it looks round.
You can see the ball wobble?
It looks round. He's right, because he's coming from college, and you got half white stripe ball. And when that ball's spinning, you could
you see. There's far better visibility of the college ball.
He's right.
Has anyone else ever complained about the visibility of the football going from college to pros?
I don't know, but I've never heard this before, and it's sort of interesting.
Well, he's totally right. We talked about it.
Because he's right about the ball in college. If you watch, you'll see it's more distinct against whatever the backdrop is.
Yeah.
And when you teach a little kid, what you do is you take white tape, just a little piece, like 3-inch, and you make a cross on the tip of the ball. Like you put it on the seam.
Yeah.
So that when you throw it, you see it. You see the white dot. It looks like a white dot coming.
I'm just surprised point he is not.
We use that flag football.
He's not gone beyond looking for the white cross or the laces.
He didn't get adapted yet. You've been in camp. You've been at OTAs and camps and throwing sessions. You should be okay now.
It sounds like
it's Joe Burrow throwing you the ball. You're a guy from college.
It's really hard. Like, I don't have the stripes anymore.
Now it's in his head.
That would be my
concern. Now he's going to get more questions.
Yeah.
All right.
Read.
The Nolan's on the window, and I'm going to open it.
React.
That's it for Read and React, gentlemen.
Thank you, Artie. Thank you, T-Bone. Yeah. Thanks, Milliken.
Milliken, it's your first Read and React. What do you think?
It was beautiful.
They don't have that kind of stuff in baseball.
Milliken didn't do anything for me.
They don't have that in baseball, Milliken.
Phil Perry is going to join us coming up at noontime. That's a little more than 10 minutes from now, so stick around.
Thank you, Milliken.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Talk sports in Boston. You talk to these guys.
Just going to say something for you. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let's get to another giveaway, shall we? A little surprise giveaway through Red Atcha.
Boom!
Sounds like we're going to be doing this one every Friday going forward for a little bit, huh? Is that the word on the street?
Several
Fridays going forward, we will continue to give away this. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line. Contest line, call the right number so you can actually win. 617-931-0985. You will score a $50 gift card to Hooters, your pro football headquarters.
The what? You got something to say there?
Ah, Hardy's kid's favorite lunch spot. Love it there. Wings.
What?
Give me the card. I'll take my kid there for wings.
What does my kid have to do with Hooters?
Yeah, why'd you have to involve Hardy's kid?
Oh, I thought you liked going there. Did you tell me the story? You like going there for lunch?
No.
Oh, there's another guy. Oh, well, it's one of my other friends.
You call Hardy a friend, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he call you a friend?
No.
Not anymore.
Again, $50 to Hooters. Catch your favorite team at Hooters each and every Sunday. They will show all of the games. Hooters, Dedham, Saugus, Shrewsbury, and West Springfield. Hooters makes you happy this football season.
You got any big college games this weekend? Like big matchup?
Yeah, UMass BC.
Stop it.
Notre Dame on Peacock.
Do you want to talk about UMass right now?
Yeah, we can do it now. I think we got a couple of minutes here. Sure.
So UMass canceled their first tailgate of the season.
Well, let's be as specific as we possibly can be.
Okay.
And that is they canceled what is designated as the student tailgating area in what is parking lot 11.
Which is outdoors, correct.
So they basically told the students that they're tailgating, walking over to the parking lot to from campus to tailgate, is not happening. They sent out an email to students yesterday. Yep. And they announced that student game day activities in Lot 11 would be canceled due to the uptick in positive COVID-19 cases. Reading from the Amherst Wire. The student tailgate was canceled to minimize the density of students gathering prior to kickoff, according to this email from the Public Health Promotion Center. And that the co-directors, Ann Becker and Jeffrey Hescock. Mm. And that's H-E-S C-O-C-K. So I'm saying Hescock. That could be he's cock. That could be, I don't know the individual involved. I just did this for Zoe. I just wanted to get a laugh out of him. And
yeah,
I got
but now
it.
He's unglued for the rest of the show.
And I got it.
So well done.
Hescock.
Hescock. I could have done this without mentioning that. I had to mention it. I had to do it for Zoe.
You did that on purpose.
I had to do it for you.
Okay, so we get the emails, you know, from school. My daughter goes to UMass Amherst.
Right.
She's a senior there. Their vaccination rate is at 98%. Their students fully have to be vaccinated to be on campus unless you have a religious exemption or a medical condition. The mask mandate is in effect for all buildings.
Correct.
On campus.
Right.
You have to wear masks. This is outside. That school likes to party. So let's call it for what it is. We know what's going on here.
Last week, they had 149 positive cases on campus. That's the data they put in the email.
I've seen pictures of the outdoor parties. And I think in an actual parking lot where I think you could spread things out pretty not nicely.
It's
but
outdoors in a parking
outdoors.
Lot.
It's outdoors. It's 80 degrees tomorrow. It's the nicest weekend of the fall.
Could you have a better situation for not you spreading got, COVID? We're going to go you finally outside.
You finally get a real football team coming in to play in Boston College, and you're telling your campus you can't go to the game. Because guess what? They're not just going to go to the football game. It's part of the college weekend experience. They've done everything you've asked them to do. They're there. It's outside. This is not an indoor tailgate where you're taking a ticket and going through a door and the ventilation inside is not up to standards and you're overpopulated inside. I understand that rule if that was the case.
Here would be my question for them. Why is it that you're allowing these students to then go into the game and sit side by side, shoulder to shoulder? Why is it that
interesting,
the
huh?
game... So if you believe that the parking lot is such a risk to these students...
And it is. I think we all agree that it is.
That standing in the parking lot is such a major risk to these students that you're going to say you can't do that, but you can go into the stadium and sit shoulder to shoulder all afternoon with each other.
Pack it in
and
for
watch
BC.
The game.
Root for the old team.
So, I saw this and I said, something tells me this is not about... This is not about actually feeling like there's going to be any COVID breakout. It's you're doing it because you wanted to avoid a drunken crowd in your parking lot.
Bingo.
And you don't want the picture circulating of, oh, look at all these restrictions on campus, but you can go get hammered in mass groups. Like they're just trying to avoid some sort of bad PR.
I told you this last week. I was at a restaurant in Rentham, and a nice couple went to UMass. Say, hey, don't beat a while. You know, are you guys going out to the UMass games? Beetle going? Well, they're going because guess what? They bought season tickets just to get the parking pass. So they were so excited for this game. People are just going out there to tailgate and then go to the game. And they know it. And they know it's going
to
be.
You wouldn't be buying season tickets to attend any football games. There has to be another reason.
So
right?
What do you think the student body is going to do now?
Why do they have they went to this. This goes down another road.
This is actually insulting.
It's stupid.
It's dumb and it's insulting.
It's so
stupid. You look
stupid
now and people are talking about you. Meanwhile, down at Gillette Stadium.
I'll tell you what's going to look a lot more stupid. UMass on the football field on Saturday.
Oh.
And I'm trying to stay positive this season. I announced that on Twitter. I said I'm going to have a positive thought every week during the game. That's it. I'm not gonna rail on them this year.
I just scam block it. Because just get rid of your protections. Just block one protection. Just stick with it. Let's roll with that thing. Keep that kid upright a little bit.
He's questionable, I saw.
Yeah, he hurt his hand. His hand was wrapped up.
Questionable. Oh, I wonder if he was like, ow, my hand hurts. No, actually, everything hurts.
No, he got the bleep kicked out of him last week.
Yeah, he got the crap.
I told you, if I was the parents,
can't
I'd be upset.
Yeah. If you were the kid's parents, you'd be mad at the team.
I'd be upset.
Mad at the coach.
I'd be concerned for my son's health.
Yes. But I'm just going to say one thing during the game. It'll be positive, whatever it is. I think I've already got it sort of pre-scheduled. I know what it's going to say.
Oh, what? You're going to schedule a tweet?
Look out for the uniforms on tomorrow. There's some pretty sweet uniforms they're going to be wearing.
I got some nice stuff for you.
So they're going to look good when they get
down. I would
down.
Say that's what you've been reduced to, but it's not much of a reduction.
Oh, it's half the battle to me.
It's what we are.
Yeah.
I mean, we're looking for anything positive. It's
try and have fun. Try and look good. You know.
Yeah, look good.
Would you
beat, at least might as well look good?
Would you really like that school to stick it to this school though? like just a, like just like in a miracle Saturday, like you're going to be insufferable if it happens.
It would be
Say BC turns the ball over five times and they lose their quarterback.
Don't get me excited like that. I mean, come on. Even then, I don't think it would be a win. But if there's going to be some sort of long shot upset and this is the one, oh my God, BC's going to cancel their ads again on us. I mean.
If they somehow pull off the upset, would you drive to Amherst straight from like after the game?
No. I'm an adult now.
Just like, you know, some of the big like upsets in early college football, like
Appalachian State, Michigan.
What was the line on that game?
I don't know.
43, I think.
But Appalachian State was a really, really good FCS team.
Yeah.
And so,
right,
like the Marshalls of the world, who'd Marshall?
That Appalachian State team would kill UMass right now. Yeah. They'd smoke them. They would. We're at the very bottom of the barrel.
God, that was 2007. That was 14 years ago.
Yeah, but you don't forget that.
And Appalachian State had won the FCS championship over UMass the previous season. UMass was in the FCS title game and lost
them. Tonight at the hotel, if I'm the coach, I'd show the end of that game. You could be them. You can be them. It happens.
Phil Perry is standing by. We'll talk to him right after these headlines. No commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.